news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
House Democrats hit the ground running Monday morning, filing one article of impeachment against Donald Trump, charging him with incitement of insurrection, aiming to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power to President-elect Joe Biden. The article says that Trump is and will remain, quote, a threat to national security, democracy, and the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law. He must be removed from office and disqualified from any future positions in the U.S. government. But Republicans blocked the Democrats' call for unanimous consent to pass a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment to declare Trump unfit and remove him from office. So the resolution goes to the floor for a vote Tuesday evening. They'll then begin the process of impeachment. At question is what will happen after the House votes to impeach. If you remember last year during the first impeachment of Donald Trump, Democrats held back for a few days before filing the paperwork with the Senate, which then triggers that chamber's constitutionally mandated task of convening a trial. The concern right now is that an impeachment trial would impede the urgent work of the incoming Biden administration, confirming his cabinet, getting started on his agenda. So the Democrats are considering how to best schedule everything, whether that means splitting the Senate's day, half on impeachment, half on new business, or waiting to send the article of impeachment to the Senate until after Biden's first 100 days in office. Stay tuned. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf announced Monday that he was resigning. So he quits just as a leaked internal FBI bulletin warns that armed protests are planned in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. in the days leading up to January 20th. Well, by all accounts, the person who'll be replacing him temporarily, FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor, is more experienced and better suited to handle the challenges posed given the current threat level. So, Chad Wolf, good riddance. Speaking of which, Capitol Police warned House Democrats Monday night that there are three potentially violent demonstrations planned ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration next week, including one plot to surround the Capitol and assassinate them. And Donald Trump, Tuesday morning, for some inexplicable reason, is headed to Alamo, Texas, to look at his wall. On his way out, he spoke to the media for the first time since Wednesday's insurrection at the Capitol. He said that impeachment is a, quote, continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. I think it's causing tremendous anger. And then he added, we want no violence. Yeah, right. And I've got some swampland not too far from where I'm sitting right now that I can sell you at a really good price. Axios reporting that Trump is still pushing a debunked false assertion saying that Antifa people are to blame for the assault he incited on the Capitol, despite overwhelming evidence that his supporters were behind it. We've also learned that Trump even said as much in a call on Monday with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy reportedly responded, it's not Antifa, it's MAGA. I know, I was there. And then when Trump continued with his unfounded accusations of election fraud, McCarthy reportedly cut him off and said, stop it. It's over. The election is over. Yeah, I don't know. I want to hear tape of that. Meanwhile, on the COVID front, the virus is mutating, becoming even more contagious as it spreads. The total number of U.S. coronavirus deaths reached 375,000 on Monday, after the second straight record for weekly deaths, when more than 22,000 people died of COVID in the past week. The worsening statistics followed a record surge in new cases and hospitalizations. Healthcare facilities are struggling to keep up with the rising numbers of patients and administering vaccinations. President-elect Joe Biden received his second vaccine dose on Monday, and his aides said he planned to invoke the Defense Production Act if necessary to bolster the national immunization effort which is going slower than hoped. And we knew this was bound to happen. Congresswomen Bonnie Watson Coleman of New Jersey and Pramila Jayapal of Washington said Monday that they tested positive for the coronavirus. Jayapal said her infection came after she spent several hours confined with a number of Republican colleagues who, quote, not only cruelly refused to wear a mask, but mocked colleagues and staff who offered them one. And some breaking news, Congressman Brad Schneider of Illinois also tested positive. He said he's in strict isolation, quote, worried that I have risked my wife's health and angry at the selfishness and arrogance of the anti-maskers who put their own contempt and disregard for decency ahead of the health and safety of their colleagues and our staff. This is just reprehensible. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll check out my show. It airs live here on the Progressive Voices Network, weekdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific, and is available as a podcast anytime at NicoleSandler.com.